Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your praise.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to God Wants to Hear from You from Pastor Samuel Blake's out of New Orleans, Louisiana. I love that song. God wants to hear from you. Amen, amen. Truly, we welcome each and every one of you that have decided and taken out your busy schedule to fellowship with us here on a time of reflection. Truly, I know you can be doing some of any and everything. Amen. I hope it's to the glory of God, though. Amen. So we just bless the Lord today. Amen. We give him glory. We give him praise. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will certainly rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. We've been off the line for about 2 weeks after getting back on the line on September the 1st. And we rained for about 2 weeks. And then everyone know how God blessed our president to grant clemency to my sister, Danielle Metz. So we've been quite busy trying to get her acclimated and get all of her personal business in order where she can come home. Amen. She's in a halfway house right now. But nevertheless, we're giving God glory for that. Amen. Amen. Many of you all that are on social media, you heard about the passing of our dear cousin, amen, and friend, Patricia Singleton Smith, that took her departure, amen, to go to our heavenly home on Sunday. We want you to continue to lift up that family in prayer. Pray for Bishop Alfred Singleton. Amen. She was one of his 8 daughters. Amen. 8 daughters and 4 sons were born into that union of Bishop Alfred Singleton and Elizabeth Singleton. Amen. So Tricia is the 3rd oldest daughter, and she leaves her husband, Clyde Smith. She leaves 3 sons in the earth and also grandkids and, of course, 7 sisters and 4 brothers here in the earth. So we're certainly saddened by that, but we know that to be absent from the body is certainly to be present with the Lord. So we thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for the prayers and all of the condolences that are coming in to the family. They certainly are in need of those condolences and certainly the prayer. Amen. So we're going to just remember her this afternoon. Amen. And also the legacy that she left in the earth. It's funny because I had already began this series on faith. And when we were on about 2 weeks ago, we discussed faith on trial, and we went to a book of Hebrews and talked about those matriarchs and patriarchs that died in the faith. Amen. And when I think about Tricia, I think about the legacy of faith that she has left in the earth. Amen. You're talking about a wonderful woman of God, one that loved God. She was a psalmist. Amen. Had a beautiful voice. Amen. And she was always positive. I can't remember anything negative about Patricia's life. Amen. We call her Tricia. Can't remember anything negative about her life. Matter of fact, the last time I talked with her, she and her older sister, Belinda, had called to congratulate me on the release of my sister, Clemency. Amen. And we talked for maybe about 30 or 40 minutes. And even though she was still sick at that time, she called to congratulate us and to let us know how she was praying for Danielle and the family. And I certainly know after 23 years, everyone that is connected to our family knew of Danielle's plight. Amen. So we thank God for having the opportunity to be in her company and to just reflect upon the life that she's left. Amen. A great legacy of faith that she's left for not only her immediate family, for her, but her extended family. They're at the Braid House where her brother, Bishop Alfred Singleton II, is the pastor of that great assembly. Amen. And I tell you, she's had the privilege of traveling all around the country with her father and also her mother ministering in song. So we certainly pay tribute to her today. And as we open up the line right now, I'm just going to open up the line, and I see Prophetess Darlene on the line, and I'm going to ask her to just open up with a word of prayer. We're not going to hold you long. I don't know how many family members, amen, probably received the flyer a little bit late if they wanted to come on and just reflect upon her life. They're welcome to do so. But we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. And those of you that's on the line, many of you all know Minister Aaron Singleton. That was his third oldest sister, Patricia Singleton Smith. Amen. So Prophetess Darlene, many of you all that fellowship on this line knew Aaron Singleton. So Tricia have had the opportunity also to come on and privilege us with her presence also. So we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and we're going to go straight on into what the Lord has given us today, and then we're going to open up the lines. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Good to see you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, we praise your name, God. Hallelujah, we exalt you, God. Hallelujah, we love you, God. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for what you have done, God. We thank you for being who you are, God, in us, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. And we're so grateful, God. We don't take anything lightly. We don't take anything for granted, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for line us down last night, God. We thank you, God, for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for a place we can come and fellowship in. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise your name today, God. Oh, God, we worship you and we adore you, God. We come lifting up this ministry to you, God. We come lifting up Pastor Adrian Bernard, God. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to keep her, God. Continue to touch her body, God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Continue to fill her with your presence, God. Set her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. Oh, God, continue to work out everything to concern of her, God. Continue to send her in that help that she needs, God. We ask, in God, that you touch Block Talk, God. Every person that comes on Block Talk, God, that's coming on in your name, God. We ask you to bless every ministry, God. Every ministry that's represented even on this line today, God. Oh, God, we come, God, in the name of Jesus, asking that you forgive us for any sins, God, anything we may have said, done, or thought, God. Oh, God, before we can ask you for anything, we come with the spirit of praise, God. We come with the spirit of worship, God. Oh, God, we don't want to send any foul fragrance up to you, God, but we want it to be a sweet fragrance unto you, God. So we thank you, God. Oh, God, we come to taste and see that you are good. Oh, God, you're so good to us, God. Oh, God, we look into the hills, God, to know what your help come from. And our help come from you, Lord. It don't come from mother or father, brother or sister, God. It comes from you who made heaven and earth. So we're trusting in you, God. We're going to continue to look to you, God. Oh, God, I ask that you bless God, Mother Charity, God, today, God. Continue to keep her,
thank
God,
you,
in
Lord,
the name of Jesus. Bless her ministry, God. Bless the prayer line, God. Bless her pastor, God, and her family, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Pastor Adrian Bernard's family, God. Continue to keep your hand upon her mother, God. Continue to keep her mother healed and well, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your release. Hallelujah. How you released her sister, God. Oh, God, only you can do that, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Man can't take credit for it. But, God, you came through, and we're grateful for that, God. We're grateful for what you want to do in her, God. Oh, God, continue to strengthen Danielle, God. Continue to strengthen those that work with her, God. Continue to touch her children, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch the bereaved families today, God. We ask that you touch the Singleton family today, God. And the loss of their loved one, God. Oh, God, we ask that you encourage their heart today, God. We ask that you lift them up to you today in the name of Jesus. We ask that you comfort them, God, and all the church members, God. Oh, God, as the woman of God, let the bishop, let the legacy, God. Oh, God, continue to touch, God, all those friends and families and loved ones, God, that's missing her, God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch the choir, God. Touch all, God. Oh, God, we ask you to strengthen the family, God. Breathe on the family, God, in the
Breathe
name
on.
Of Jesus. Oh, God, let us be example, God. Oh, she left a legacy, God. What will they say when we go, God? Let us keep our hands to the plow, God. Let us be example. Her life be example, God. Oh, God, let us live. Live like you want us to live, God. And do your work, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you breathe on everything on today, God. Every song, every scripture, every word, God. Oh, God, be pleased. Be pleased on today, God. What takes place, God. And we come against in the hands of the enemy. That will try to rise up in this broadcast in the name of Jesus in this ministry. We thank you for New Destiny Ministry, time of reflection, and we thank you for what you're doing. Oh, God, we ask you to save souls, God. We ask you to deliver today, God, and we be so careful to give you all the praise and all the honor because it's owed to you, God. Now have your divine way. We thank you for the open heaven, God. Pour down your spirit today on us in the mighty name of Jesus. Meet each and everyone's needs. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Prophetess. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If I was able to sing a song myself, no, I can't sing. I remember Tricia would sing To God Be the Glory, and also Ann Liz would sing that song so beautifully. To God be the glory. Amen. But we're going to get right on into the word on today. Glory to God. And as I begin to think about this topic, a legacy of faith. Amen. The Lord took me to the book of Joshua. Glory to God. Amen. Everyone that leave and depart this earth, by the overtaker or the undertaker, we're going one way or the other. Amen. We know the overtaker. We only know of two recorded people that God took out the earth. One was Elijah and one was Enoch. Amen. So we don't know of any other recorded versions of God taking someone out of the earth. Everyone else that have been taken out of this earth have gone by the undertaker. Amen, amen. So as I begin to just think about this topic here, a legacy of faith, the Lord took me to the book of Joshua. Amen. And this particular woman of faith, amen, a woman that is recorded all through the annals of history, amen, somebody that we would have never look to leave a great legacy in the earth. But God said, because of her obedience, amen, her name would be written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. So we want to invite your attention quickly to the book of Joshua. Glory to God. We're talking about a legacy of faith. Amen. And as we begin to look at that word legacy, and I begin to define that word legacy, amen, legacy. What does that mean, a legacy? A legacy, and it says that it is a gift of property, especially personal property, as money, by will, quest. Then it says, anything handed down from the past, as from an ancestor or predecessor. Amen. That's beautiful also. Then another one says, something transmitted by or received from an ancestor or predecessor or from the past. Amen. We know that Bishop Singleton was married for 55 years to one Elizabeth Singleton, who birthed 12 children. Amen. And she left a legacy in the earth of being a mother to the Pentecostal churches of the apostolic faith, to Greater Bethlehem Temple Church, which is now the Bread House, to her 12 children, and also to her husband and immediate family and extended family members. She left a great legacy in the earth. Amen. And if you were to talk with one of her sons or daughters, they would tell you that what you saw at home was the same thing you saw at church. There was no different personalities. There was no different spirit. The same way she dealt with you at church, she dealt with her children and her family also at home. And the same can be said about her daughter, Patricia Singleton Smith. The same person that you viewed at church, you were able to view also at home. Some of us have a different spirit. Amen. We portray one thing in the house of the Lord, and then when you follow us home, you see a whole nother. Amen. But Tricia didn't live like that. What you saw is what you got. Amen. And as we begin to look at her legacy, what she have left in the earth, we're going to go into the scripture and look at this woman of God that the Lord said a memorial would be set up in her honor. Why? Because of her obedience. Obedience causes our faith to rise up. Amen. Because when you obey God, you can command the blessings of God upon your life, not upon your life, upon your seed life. Amen. Everyone that you come and encounter with, you have an encounter with, guess what? The blessing that is upon your life, God will transfer that blessing onto them because of your obedience. And as I, just a little quick testimony, we're going to get right on into the word. As I was talking with someone on this morning, amen, and I was reflecting upon, and this is the title of our broadcast, A Time of Reflection. I was reflecting on Prophetess Darlene on how it was a hard thing. It was hard for me to come back to New Orleans. I never envisioned myself returning home other than to visit and other than the different events that maybe, you know, one of my family members would do. That was all. I never envisioned myself coming back to this city. But when the Lord began to deal with me about returning home, of course I had to certainly do some fleecing. Amen. And I had to know unequivocally that it was God and it was nothing about my flesh commanding me to return back to this city. And in the midst of that, I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, I'm leaving my sister here in California, and then I have one more grandchild that I was concerned about his plight and what was going to become of him with me moving back to New Orleans. And I could hear quite vividly, I was communing with God even in my traveling back to this place. And the Lord comforted my heart, and he did tell me these words. He said, don't worry about Danielle. She'll be right behind you. Now, God, I heard God speak those words, and that comforted me. And he also told me, don't worry about Nino. He said, I got him too. Well, in the midst of me coming back, my grandson got in trouble. And I began to talk to the Lord again. I said, now, Lord, you told me you had my sister. You told me not to worry about her. She would be right behind me. And you also told me not to worry about Nino. And he got in trouble here and was, you all know, because I share my life. My life is an open book. Amen. And he got in trouble, stayed in the county jail for about 10 months. And he was home about 3 months. In July, God granted him the privilege to get out of New Orleans. And I began to reflect upon that. I said, now, Lord, one thing about God, he's true to his promise. He's faithful. Amen. He's not like man that he would lie. Glory to God. And I began to think about that. And I said, it took 2 years after I returned to this city for Danielle to come home. And my grandson came back the latter part of 2014. But as I began to look at that, I said, Lord, I was concerned about him being in this city. But the Lord opened up a door and got him out of here. Glory to God. So I give God glory today, because one thing about God, you can't be obedient to his will for your life and God not bless you. Amen. When once you begin to make up in your mind that I'm going to obey God and not man, the floodgates of heaven will open for you. And as we begin to look at this particular scripture, legacy of faith, and we talked about faith the last time that we were on the line, faith on trial. Amen. And as we begin to look at that word faith, it says an allegiance to duty or person, an allegiance. Our allegiance should be to God. Amen. You know, many times we have an allegiance to our job. We have an allegiance to our supervisor. We have allegiance to our husband and our wife, and rightfully so, because we have to obey the laws of the land, and we also have to be submissive. Amen. The Bible tells the woman to submit herself to her husband, and he also give the husband instruction to love his wife as Christ loved the church. So an allegiance is a sincerity of belief and trust in and loyalty to God. And that's where our loyalty is. It's to God. And as we begin to talk about a woman of faith, the legacy that she left in the earth, you're going to see how her obedience caused her to be in the Lamb of Life, the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Not just what she stated, not just what she feared, but because of her act of obedience, she was able to leave a legacy of faith. Amen. And we're going to read right out of the King James Version. Glory to God. We had Joshua chapter 2. And it says, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out to Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said thus, there came unto me men, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went out, went what not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. Listen to this woman. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate.
And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, listen, she said unto the men, I know, glory to God, that the Lord had given you the land. Now, how did she know that the Lord had given them the land? Because this woman had a relationship with God. She talked with God before she performed the act. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We many times we don't understand how God is moving in a person's life. You don't know the conversations that I have with the Lord. You don't know the conversations that Mother Charity have with the Lord. Amen. But this woman, I believe the Bible don't say it, but I believe that she consulted with God. And when God gave, see, God gave Rahab the instructions. He informed her of what to do. Glory to God. And she told the men in verse 9, she said, I know that the Lord had given you the land. And listen at what she says. And that your terror is fallen upon us. And that all the inhabitants of the land, they faint because of you. So they reckoned, hallelujah, what God had already did in the lives of the Israelites had already been noised abroad. They already knew that God had dried up a Red Sea for them. They already knew that God had fed them with manna from above. They already knew that there wasn't a feeble one among them. Amen. Their fame had already been noised abroad. And she said, we know, hallelujah, that God had given you the land and that your terror is falling upon us. We are afraid because we have heard about your God. How many of us are telling people about our God? How many of you all are leaving a legacy of faith in the earth for your children, for your family, amen, for your peers in the gospel? Glory to God. She said, your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land, we faint because of you. Oh, glory to God. Somebody knows about you. Somebody is watching you. I don't care where you are. I don't care what your status is in life. Somebody is watching you, and especially so if you have professed the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have professed, amen, to be a follower, if you have professed to be a soldier, somebody is watching you. And she said, glory to God. She said, all the inhabitants of the land, we faint because of you. And listen, this is how you know that this woman had already consulted with God. Verse 10 says, for we have heard, listen, I told you all that earlier before we even got to this particular verse. Rahab said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. They already know what God had done for his people. She said, when ye came out of Egypt and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. God will go before you. You don't have to make your way. God will go before you, and he will allow you to leave a legacy of faith. Amen. You have to know how to treat people. You know, you have to know how to think on the things of others more highly than you do yourself. You have to know how to push your plate back. You have to know how to go in your secret closet and don't just pray for you, yours, and no more. Go in your closet and pray for Prophetess Glover. Go in your closet and pray for Prophetess Darlene. Go in your secret closet and pray for Mother Charity. Say, Lord, I'm not asking anything for Adrian today, but I come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm petitioning summoning you. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to go to Atlanta, Georgia, and touch my cousin, Prophetess Glover. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Meet all of her need. Touch Prophetess Darlene Davis today, God. Meet all of her needs. Go to Detroit, Michigan. I have a mother there, Mother Charity, that is a faithful mother, a woman that is given in to prayer. A woman, hallelujah, if you ask her to pray for you, even if you don't ask her, she already know what your needs is, and she bring them before the Lord. Glory to God. That's how you leave a legacy of faith, thinking about somebody else more highly than you do yourself. Glory to God. Rahab had a family. She wasn't just thinking about sparing her life being spared. She thought about her mother. She thought about her father. She thought about her brothers and her sisters. She thought about her nephews and her nieces. She thought about them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she said, we in verse 11, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man. When she heard about the spies coming in the land, she already had testified to the men of God that she knew that God had given them the land. She said, there was no more courage in any man. Because of you, for the Lord your God, listen at this woman, how she's testifying. We're talking about a legacy of faith, people of God. She said, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, therefore, she's getting into the negotiation stages now. She said, now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that ye will also show kindness. Listen at what she says. That ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. How many is looking for a true token? Trisha have a true token today. She's resting in the bosom of God. She have a true token today because of the way that her father and her mother raised her and instilled holiness. Hallelujah. Instilled righteousness. Hallelujah. Instilled in her the things of God. She was able to also instill them into her sons, into her grandchildren. Amen. She left a legacy of faith. Hallelujah. Rahab said, give me a true token. Glory to God. In verse 13, we're reading at Joshua chapter 2. Verse 13 says, and that ye will save alive my father. Listen at what this woman is doing. She's not just petitioning for herself. She's petitioning God for her family because she want a legacy to be left in the earth for not just her, but for her family. You just don't leave a legacy for yourself. Patricia left a legacy for her family in the earth. We're talking about a legacy of faith today. Verse 13 said, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have. She's not only asking for them. Save everything that we have. Don't let us perish. Amen. Everything that we have worked for, everything that my family have inherited. Hallelujah. We're asking you, men of God, to give us a true token in all that we have and deliver our lives from death. And listen, and the men answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord had given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Listen at what these men are saying. Hallelujah. You know our business. How do this? Well, I'm sure that the spies begin to ask, well, how did this woman know all of these things? You know how she knew?
because she had consulted with God. You know how she knew? Because she had a relationship with God. She didn't consult. Bible don't say that she consulted with her friends, that she consulted with her neighbors. This woman went in a sacred closet, and she had a little talk with Jesus. And God began to reveal to her that the men were coming into the city. And Rahab, I need you to hide my servants. God, I bless you today. I need you to hide my servants. And guess what? When you obey with the instructions that I have given you, guess what? Your whole household will be blessed. Amen, amen. She said, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us, the men of God said, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Verse 15 said, then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall. We're talking about a prostitute. We're talking about a woman that had influence in that city. Glory to God. We're talking about a woman that risked her life. Amen. Because guess what? She believed that God was going to spare her whole family. She believed that if she followed the instructions of God, she believed that if she was obedient to God, that guess what? She wasn't just going to be spared, but her whole family would be spared. Oh, I bless you today. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves. Look, she's giving instructions now to these men of God. Why? Because this woman had a relationship. It's important, people of God, relationship with God. That's what is important. Not your relationship with me, but your relationship with God. Yes, God wants you to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. But when you have a relationship with God, he won't allow you to abuse his people. He won't allow you to mistreat them. He won't allow you to treat them as merchandise. Glory to God. She said, hide yourselves there 3 days. Instructions, instructions, instructions. If you want to leave a legacy of faith in the earth, you have to follow God's instructions. She said, hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of that, this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, listen at what they say. When we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Take this thread. Oh, how many know when I see the blood? They say, take this thread, hallelujah, and put it in the window that you let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever, glory to God, all you have to do is obey God's word, that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. If you allow anybody to go outside that we have already ordained, that we have already designated, then guess what? We're going to be guiltless. Everybody, all of your household, bring them in and have them in this house. And don't let nobody go out in the streets. Right? You don't know about Shia. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, listen at what the men of God say. His blood shall be on our head. What are they saying? They said if anybody's hurt in your house, God going to hold us responsible, and our blood is going to be on our head if any hand be upon him. So they're letting Rahab know that we're going to save you and your whole house. Ah, glory to God. And no harm will come upon you. Hey, glory to God. No harm will come upon you if you follow the instructions. If you're obedient to God's will. Amen. If you're obedient, glory to God, to what he has instructed you to do. obey God. The Bible says obedience, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. I was obedient when God told me to come to this place. Hallelujah. Yes, I've cried. Yes, I've been unhappy. Yes, hallelujah. Many times I was murmuring and complaining. Glory to God, telling the Lord, why, Lord, have you brought me back to this place? I don't want to be here. Glory to God. But guess what? I had to maintain. Glory to God. There come a time in our life where we got to stop in God. And we have to say, Lord, whatever your will is for my life, let it be. Let it be. Glory. And that's where I'm at this stage. I'm at let it be. Glory to God. Because I know one thing, that God won't allow you to, God won't even instruct you to do anything that's going to be to your demise. Glory to God. God is not interested in killing you. Excuse me. He's interested in helping you. He's interested in blessing you. He's interested in you having a testimony where you can save somebody else. Glory to God. Those 23 years Danielle sat in prison. Glory to God. It was for purpose. Amen. Rahab hid the spies for purpose. It was purpose on her life. Glory to God. I bless you today, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Ah, God, I bless you today. I'm not going any further because I don't feel the need to go any further. The Lord took me to this. Amen. As we remember my dear cousin today, the legacy of faith that she left in the earth, the people of God, don't worry about folks. Hallelujah. You get in tune with God and you obey God and watch God will bless you. He'll open up the floodgates of heaven. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. As I begin to think about that song Paul Martin wrote, I don't know if he wrote it, but he sung it. Open the floodgates of heaven. And guess what? That song stayed on the top 20 or the top 10 for years on top of years. Amen. Of heaven, you would hear people singing that song in every congregation. And let it rain. Hey, you don't know Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it rain. I'm sure. Glory to God. I'm sure. Yeah, you don't know Messiah. I'm sure that Rahab did not walk in fear. Oh yes, she probably thought about if the king, if the officials of the city knew that I did what I did, that it would cost me my life. But guess what? She said, I'm not looking to them. I'm looking to my Lord and Savior. I'm looking unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And I know that all of my help come from the Lord. I know if I obey God, I'm going to eat of the fat of the land. If I obey God and the instructions that the men of God gave me, that me and my household, we will not perish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God reckoned, hey, you don't know, Messiah, the works that he did, the miracles that he performed, they had already preceded us. Glory to God. They were already in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah. It was already in the Los Angeles Chronicles. It was already in the Times-Picayune. They heard about her, God. Oh, glory to God. And that's what happened when people hear about your miracle, when people hear about how God delivered you, when people hear how God set you free. Hallelujah. Bible says how the anointing destroys yoke. Glory to God. I don't say break because my Bible didn't say break. It says the anointing, it destroys yoke. How many out there need some yokes destroyed in your life? Glory to God. How many want to leave a legacy of faith in the earth? Yeah, 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 no, 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 Messiah. Glory to God. I thank him today. I
praise him, glory to God, for the legacy of faith that Patricia left in the earth. I thank him, hallelujah, because a father is yet in the land of the living. I'll be 88 years old this month, glory to God. Been preaching the gospel for over 70 years. I'm talking about a legacy of faith. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being a living example. I'm talking about being a demonstration. Hey, glory to God. I bless him today. I thank him today, God. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through. Glory to God. Believe God. Trust him. Be obedient to his word. Be obedient to the things that God have instructed you to do. Oh, you're going to have to cry sometime, because the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Danielle said on Sunday, as we were at Bishop Lester Love Church, she said, hallelujah, when some of the inmates would come in our room, and man, she wouldn't let them sit on our bed. She said because there were so many tears on our bed, it had become a waterbed. Hallelujah for the tears that she cried. 23 years of tears. Hallelujah. 23 years of wondering what's going to become of me. 23 years. Hallelujah. Setting through three presidencies. Which one gonna grant me a clemency? Which one gonna open the doors? Hallelujah. But it took, amen, it took an African-American, hallelujah, that God anointed and ordained to be in that office in 2008. Hey, he could have did it the first year he was in office. He could have did it the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. But how about, how about in the last year of his tenure, God said, I have a child in here that I need you to put on your list. I have a child here that has been suffering for a long time, but this is a season. This is a set season because I have worked for her to do. She has proven that she can endure. She has proven that she can persevere. She has proven that she's ready. She's ready. So now, hallelujah, I want you to sign that clemency. Put on the next list. I'm telling you, God will do the impossible for you. He'll perform what seems impossible to men. Hallelujah. It's possible with God. Never in President Obama's tenure that he did two clemencies in 1 month. He came back. He did one on August the 3rd and released 214 people. Then he came back in that same month, August the 30th, and there was Danielle's name along with another 110 people. Don't tell me what God won't do. He'll allow you to live, to leave a legacy of faith in the earth. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that we serve. He'll open up doors that no man can shut. He'll make ways for you. Hallelujah. He'll have the Uber driver to bring you all around New Orleans and don't charge you a dime. He'll wipe out your debt. Oh, glory to God. He'll heal your cancer, diabetes, heart trouble. Hallelujah. He'll give, glory to God. He'll give you a new song in your heart. Don't tell me what God won't do. He'll take that X from behind your name. Hallelujah. Expel it and make you a sister or brother. Make you an apostle or a prophet. Make you a pastor or a teacher. Make you an evangelist. That's what God will do for you. Hallelujah. Legacy. I'm talking about a legacy of faith. A legacy of faith. I prayed that my mother would still be in the land of the living. I prayed, Lord, let my mother live to see her baby come home. And God did just that. Oh, glory to God. A legacy. of faith. That's the legacy I want to leave in the earth. That's the legacy that Patricia Singleton Smith left in the earth, a legacy, amen, that our children, glory to God, would follow in our footsteps, that they would serve God until they die, that they wouldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the kind of legacy I'm looking to leave. Oh, hallelujah. We gonna miss you, Tricia. Glory to God, but you left a legacy of faith in the earth. You didn't give up. Hallelujah. You gave up the ghost when you got ready. She gave up the ghost when she got ready. When she said, Lord, I'm ready. That's when she gave up the ghost. Not when the doctor said it, but when she decided, Lord, I'm giving up the ghost. Hallelujah. I'm ready to come home. Glory to God. Oh, God, I bless you today. Oh, thank you for Clyde today, God. I'm asking you to touch him today, God. Comfort his heart, God. Remember our sons. Remember our grandchildren. Touch Bishop Singleton. This is his first child to die, God. Out of 12 siblings, she's the first one, God. Oh, God, go to Lansing, Michigan right now and touch Bishop. Touch, hallelujah, Belinda. Hallelujah, touch Ronnie. Touch Aura today, God. Touch Dee Dee. Touch Mookie. Touch Peaches today, God. In the name of Jesus. Touch Aaron and Franco. Touch Freddie and Terrence today, God. Remember the nieces and the nephews, God. Hallelujah. Remember the Bread House, their family, God. Oh, remember them today, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We bless you today, God. We give you glory today, God. Oh, she's leaving a great legacy. A great legacy. A legacy of faith. A legacy of endurance. A legacy of hope. A legacy, God. Hallelujah, how to persevere. A legacy, how to love in spite of. A legacy, how to sing even when she's hurting. Hallelujah, legacy of how to praise. How to keep hope alive, God. Oh, we gonna miss her, God. Oh, God, but you have another angel in your holy choir. You have another angel that you can count on, God. Hallelujah, faithful angel. Angel that won't get weary. An angel that won't get tired. An angel that'll testify about your goodness. God, we bless you today, Patricia. We bless you today, God. And we give you glory for God. Oh, God, we thank you for the family today, God. Hallelujah, we thank you for the prayers. We thank you for the condolences. Hallelujah, it ain't over till you say it's over, God. Hallelujah, we thank you because this is going to be a homegoing. Ah, celebration of our life. Hallelujah, celebration of the work that she's done. For you said faith without works is dead. Hallelujah, but the faith belongs with the work. Hallelujah, she has an eternal reward. Hallelujah, she has. Glory to God. She's left a legacy, God. One that we can be proud of. She wasn't gunned down in the street, God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. We bless you today, God. And we thank you. I'm going to open up the lines. I'm full right now. Hallelujah. But God told me to share this with you all today. A legacy of faith. Just as Rahab's name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah, that's what we're striving for. We're striving to obtain a crown of righteousness. Hallelujah, not just for us. Hallelujah, but we need to share with others. We need to share this gospel with others. We need to let people know. Hallelujah, that God will give you a great name, a name that you won't have to be ashamed of. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We give you glory today, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see Prophetess Glover on the line. Your line is open. Prophetess Theodore Glover, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She's
God,
able to
God
say anything.
God bless you today.
God.
Praise the Lord to everybody. And certainly, I would like to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, as well as to Pastor Adrian Bernard, and then any and all other propagators of the gospel, preachers that are on the line. We certainly honor you. And so I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be able to call in today into the line to listen as the dedication to, of course, my cousin, Lady Patricia Singleton Smith, and certainly grieved in one sense, celebrating in the other, her life, her legacy, and the thoughts. It's been many years now since I've had the opportunity to be with her, but we remember wonderful things about her and who she is, and then we certainly know that she was certainly a woman of God, and then she has fought a good fight here on the earth. And as Pastor Bernard said earlier today, she was able to give up the ghost and leave at the time of the coming that God would call her in. And so we thank God for what he has done. He's been gracious, he's been kind, and he's been merciful. And most of all, her life was a life that was saved and filled with the Spirit of the living God and dedicated to the things of God. And so we thank him for what he's doing. In addition to that, I certainly want to say that I thank God for each of you, Prophetess Darlene, and any others that I know that may be on the line. I thank God for being able to be in the land of the living, to hear your voice and to hear that God is still keeping. He's still keeping you alive and keeping you healthy and keeping your mind stayed on Jesus to do the work that he has called you to do. So we thank God for you. I'm not going to belong the time because Pastor Adrian has already gone forth, but I just wanted to say that and give honor to each of you. So may God bless you richly.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Glover. Hallelujah. Appreciate you.
Amen.
So good to see you on the line. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you. Amen. And you will continue to go forth in the Lord as he has, hallelujah, already purposed for your life. Glory to God. Amen. We may endure for a night, but the joy is going to come in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank God for Prophetess Glover. Amen. It's my dear cousin. I'm more connected to her than any of my cousins other than Caridia. Amen. She and I talk every day or every other day. Amen. And I'm just looking for God to continue to touch her body. Glory to God, where she can be an instrument that God is going to use all over this nation. Amen. She has a word in her mouth. Glory to God. She's the woman that is given into prayer and fasting. Amen. So we're just looking for God to do some great and mighty things in her life. God bless you, Dodie. Amen, amen. We're going to go to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen. I certainly enjoyed those words coming from you, Evangelist Bernard. Amen. And we have been praying for the family. Glory to God. And I know all that I ever know about Patricia. Yeah, right, like you said, you know, she was a godly person, and she'd been saved a long, long time, and she did have a beautiful voice. I used to love to hear her sing and glorify God, amen, hallelujah, and her whole family, amen. That whole family was just a beautiful family. I went to school with her mother, amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, just all I know about them is holiness. Praise the Lord. Mm. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank God today, amen, for her legacy. In the name of Jesus, praise God. And God knows what we can bear. Praise the Lord. Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
So
thank
you all can pray for me. And God bless all of those that's on the prayer line today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God is good
thank
to
you.
Us. Hallelujah. And we just magnify his great name today. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate you so much. I tell you, Mother is faithful to what she do. She's faithful to the prayer line out of Detroit. She's faithful to this line. Amen. She just has been a warrior in the body of Christ. And we thank God for Mother Cherry all the way from Detroit, Michigan. God bless you, Mother. As she says, she remembered Aunt Liz before she even got saved. Amen. And the life that she lived while they were in high school and what have you. And she, I remember Mother testified and said how she met her in a council, and she was so happy to see Elizabeth, and she was able to share with her that she had gotten saved. So, wow, what a wonderful testimony. Amen. So, you know, she has to have been knowing this family a long, long time. Amen. So we love you and appreciate you, Mother. Amen. We're going to Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, Prophetess. I tell you, this woman of God, she has a prayer line also. Amen. And she, I've been knowing her for about almost 5 years now. Amen. We've been on this broadcast going on 5 years. And Prophetess Darlene is an intercessor. Amen. She's a counselor. She's a teacher. Amen. She's a woman of God that believes in doing what God would order her to do. So we just thank God for Prophetess Darlene. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
God bless you, Pastor Adrian. God bless each and everyone. I give honor to God. I give honor to everyone in their special places. I just thank God. Pastor Adrian, you just stirred me up on the message today. I was so encouraged by the message on today. And I said, God, what would you have me say? Because it's so much. I'm so full right now. Hallelujah. But the word on today, first, I just give my condolence to the Singleton family and all those. I did not know her, but you can just feel the legacy. You can just feel even through what you're saying. You can see when a person leaves, you can tell that they're still going on. Their legacy is still going on. And you can just feel the power of God, and I can even feel the hurt and the people that, you know, want to miss her. So I just can give my condolence from Praise, Prayer, and Deliverance, and we just want to say that we're praying for y'all and praying with y'all. And I just want to say, Pastor Adrian, there's so much, and I'm trying to just say, God, just tell me what you want me to say, because there's so much. I'm so full. But I want to encourage
that's
you,
all right.
Pastor
Go
Adrian
ahead.
Bernard.
You're okay.
You've been a blessing to me so many years, and I thank God I came on this line when I was going through, and you have lifted me up. But I want to encourage you on today. Not only you bless me through the word, but each time you speak, and each time you pray, and each time you do what you do in Christ, and I want to say only what you do for Christ will last. But I want to say God is going to reward you even through your obedience coming back to New Orleans. I know it was painful. I felt the pain. Hallelujah. And I know it's painful, and you really want to go. But do you know, just by you going to the store, your light is shining, souls are getting saved and delivered just by your presence. You have to be in that atmosphere of darkness. To bring some light. Hallelujah. You have to be there. And when you said, yes, God, I'll go, yes, I'll do, and you said that many years ago, and God heard your yes, and your yes sometimes costs you something. Yes costs you a suffering sometimes, costs you pain sometimes. Hallelujah. And I'm trying not to be too long, but I just want to encourage you.
That's all right.
Your yes costs you something. And because you said, yes, I'll go, and you meant your yes. Sometimes people say, yes, God, I'll go, yes, I'll do. And then the next minute, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this. But you really mean your yes, and some others do too. Hallelujah.
God. Thank you,
and
Lord.
Because you said yes, God is going to bless you. Because you said yes, and because you stood on your yes, yes, you might have complained, yes, you might have mumbled, but hallelujah, you still went out of obedience. And because of that, God is going to bless you. Because of that, God is going to continue to rain upon you. Hallelujah. So, you know, you have to be there in that dark situation. You have to be in some
Lord,
places where nobody else want to go. God wants to use you. Hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. In that dark place. Somebody might be crying out and do you know, just by your presence walking past, the atmosphere. It's saving and us. It's saving and delivering. Hallelujah. So I just want to say to you, you be encouraged. Hallelujah. This too shall pass, and the best is yet to come. And I thank God for your ministry. Thank God for where God has brought you from and where he's taken you to. Hallelujah. And you truly are a true example of being obedient. And when you talked about obedience today, my spirit was just going up. Hallelujah. Because we have to be obedient, saints. We have to be obedient. Woe to the pastors that scatter the sheep. That's what I want to say in the atmosphere. And for those that have been obedient, those that have loved the people and have been encouraging to the people, whether you're in the fivefold, whether you're doing people, God's going to bless you. He sees what you're doing secretly, and he's going to reward you openly. And some things, Pastor Aiden, you did in secret for some people. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's going to reward you openly.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You gave a time. You gave a thing sometimes that you didn't even have. So I just want to say to you, hallelujah, that, you know, sometimes we have to appreciate people while they're here. Hallelujah. And
yes,
I know the singletons, they appreciate each and every one that's here on, that's representing on today, that came to support on today. Appreciate each other. And I just thank God for you, Pastor Adrian Bernard. I thank God for what you have done for me and others. And I'm just so glad to hear Father Glover on. I've been thinking about her, praying about her, and it was good to hear her voice. And I'm in agreement with you that she's going to have total healing in her body in the name of Jesus, because she got some things to do and some places to go. Hallelujah. She is a true representative also of obedience to God. Hallelujah. Even in her suffering, even in her pain. Sometimes we got to go through some pain. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to go through some suffering. Sometimes we got to go through losing some friends, some family, some things. Hallelujah. For Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we say that, yes, sometimes we lose something, but guess what? We'll gain something so much more. Hallelujah. Whatever you lose, hallelujah, Prophet is glory. God is going to bless you and give it back to you. Pastor Adrian Bernard and all those that's on. And I thank God for Mother Charity. She's just a blessing when she prays.
Yes,
hallelujah. You can feel the power of God. You can feel the anointing. And she's not just praying, but she's living the life that she's praying, living the life that she's speaking. So I thank God for you, Mother Charity, and all those others that have blessed me in this ministry, knowing and unknowing. So I just want to give my condolence again to the Singleton family and all the friends and all those that's attached, hallelujah, to them in the name of Jesus. So I just want to say to y'all, continue to be encouraged, continue to be blessed, and continue to know weeping does endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah. Some people have a joy point. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And, I just want to say, Pastor Adrian, one more thing if I can. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Sister had to be in prison. Hallelujah. We might not have understood it, but people got saved. People got delivered. People got healed. Not just the people inside. As I heard when you gave her that presentation, when I heard that some people said even the staff members said they were blessed by her presence.
Yes,
they were blessed by her. So she had to be in
it.
What am I saying? Sometimes you got to be in a bad place. Sometimes you got to be in a wrong place. Sometimes you got to be in New Orleans. Sometimes you might have to go. When God say go, just go. When he say do, just do.
Mm.
And this is for everybody. Mm. Sometimes you might not understand. It might take 23 years for God's going to bring you up and bring you out. It might take 10 years. He's going to bring you up and bring you out. So just be obedient to the Lord. God bless you all. And those that are not obedient, whoa, God's going to take care of you. God bless you.
Woo! Oh, that's it.
Hallelujah.
That's
heavy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. I had Prophetess Glover line open. If she'd like to say anything to anybody in the line, on the line, she's welcome to do so. Even you, I'm gonna leave your line open to Prophet Darlene. Amen. Sometimes people on the line may need a word or may need some prayer. Amen. We don't know what they have need of, but the prophets are able to hear. Amen. And that's our God. That's how God uses them. Amen. Sometimes you may not understand, but sometimes it's the sound. They can hear your voice. And just the sound of your voice, God can give them something to say to you. It's the sound. It's the sound, people. And I believe that. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to glory to God. Next caller is the Skype number that's on. Your line is open. I can't see your number, but your line is open, caller. Okay.
Didn't hear anybody on that line. I'm going to area code 352. The last four of your numbers, 425-424-2248. God bless you, caller. Your line is open. Area code 352. Sound like somebody's sleeping. Amen. Well, glory to God. Amen. We're going to area code 540. The last four of your number is 1604. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Ah!
Praise
the
Lord.
What a surprise. My God.
Yeah, praise
prophet
the Lord.
Your things. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We do give honor to God from Live and Learn Ministry. Praise be to God. We give honor to God. We give honor to you, Pastor Adrian Bernard and New Destiny Ministry, Blog Talk Radio. We give honor to God for everyone in their rightful, respectful places. Mother Chariot, to my spiritual mother,
yes.
A praise, prayer, and deliverance, Prophetess Darlene Davis. Praise be to God.
Yes.
We just thank God. We thank God for you, woman of God. I was excited when you sent the email out, when you sent the text message out, when you posted on Facebook and social media that you were going to be on. And the legacy,
yes,
in honor of the lady Patricia Singleton Smith, praise be to God. I had the pleasure to meet Dr. Singleton through you in this great ministry whom God used. Prophetess Darlene Davis, my spiritual mother, to introduce me, but we know God was the ultimate connection. Praise be to God. And we do give God honor. We praying for the Singleton and Smith family. We praying that God move throughout the whole Lance, Michigan. Praise be to God. And through New Orleans, Los Angeles. And we thank God for what God, I'm so excited for what God is doing in your life. And Sister Danielle Metz, praise be to God, what God is doing. And I've been following the bulletins and even the video in the church when she was able to get up and give. Praise be to God. And something touched me today. My wife this morning was talking about Rahab. And I got on to hear you speaking from the text, praise be to God. And I said, wow, I got to run and tell my wife, the woman of God is preaching. And she's speaking from the text and talking about Rahab. And when she put the red thread out as the, oh, my God, he's looking for the blood, I tell you. Praise be to God. But something touched me in the testimony when you said that Danielle, when, you know, the prisoners were coming and into her room and, you know, she wouldn't let nobody sit on her bed because so many tears were on the bed that it became a waterbed.
What a
oh, my God. I don't know how many missed it or how many caught it, but I tell you, God is so awesome. Praise be to God in the whole message. And I thank God for Mother Chariot. Praise be to God in her prayers. Praise be to God. But woman of God, I thank God for you. Prophetess Darlene said it best. Praise be to God. She said it best. Praise be to God, the encouragement on today. But I thank God for you. And for New Destiny Ministry, Blog Talk Radio, Time of Reflection, because it is on this ministry and platform that God elevated me. Hallelujah, because there's always somebody that God will lead us to for the next step in him. Praise be to God. And I thank God, my spiritual mother said it best, the obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. If we would just humble ourselves, especially leaders, especially leaders, because God is holding leaders accountable. Praise be to God, because it's something that God has given leaders, especially under shepherds, under Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. We don't want to scatter, but we want to draw unto him. Praise be to God. So we thank God on today. And I tell you, I'm just so honored for New Destiny Ministry. And I'm praying, we're praying for the family of the late Patricia Singleton, and the legacy speaks for itself. Mother Charity talked about this family, and the only thing that she can, the memory of this family, period, even those that are yet remaining, is holiness.
Holiness.
That's powerful.
Thank you, God.
It's holiness. Praise be to God. How many of us, praise be to God, that when people speak of the light in our life, would represent holiness? Praise be to God. That's powerful in itself. Praise be to God, because I want to be, when somebody speak about me, I want the life of Jesus Christ to be ministered. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So many things were said on here today, even in the remarks this far. Praise be to God, that held so much weight, because it's all about the Lord and the things of God. We at a time now, people want praise. People want praise, and people want accolades unto themselves. You know, and there's so much competitiveness and so much competition, and we forget about the main purpose of ministry.
Right.
It belongs to God, and it is to glorify Him. I don't need nobody to mention me, but talk about the things of God, and if I get anything, I want to do something that glorifies God. I want a soul to be saved, somebody that's hurting to be healed, somebody that's broken to be replenished and renewed and restored, that their life would reflect God and that they would cry out unto Him. Praise be to God. So that means so much. Praise be to God. If I never have my name in lights, I know that there's a greater light shining on the inside, reflecting on the outside. And that light is the light of God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's what it's about. Mm. Praise be to God. So the legacy is so awesome. Her life speaks for itself. A woman of God. A woman of characteristics. Her life speaks. I never met her. Praise be to God. But how many know you don't have to meet a person? God will reveal their life. Hallelujah. Because when He gets the glory, my God, His blessings will overtake you. You got folk chasing blessings, but the blessings are supposed to chase us. He said signs and wonders, miracles will follow us. So, you know, I tell you, I thank and praise God, and I really do. I honor Him today. I thank God for everybody on this line, even the ones on mute. But how many know when you can send out an invitation, when your life speaks volumes, people will follow you. Come on, somebody. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. So I thank God on today, because that's what I can say about you, Pastor Adrian Bernard. Praise be to God. And so I thank God for you. We're praying for the ministry. We're praying for the families. We're praying for your mother, Chad. We're praying for the Singletons and the Smiths. We're praying, hallelujah, for everyone, even names we don't even know. How many, if you hold up the prayer before God, God said there's things that we can't even utter, that the spirit intercedes, understanding. Come on, somebody. He knows our heart. So I thank God for you today. Praise be to God. Continue to pray for us. Pray for my family. Pray for Live and Learn Ministry. Praise be to God. We are under construction. But I tell you, God is replenishing. He's renewing. And we're going to the next level in Him. It's a new season. Praise be to God. We have exited one place, and God has brought us into a new place. Praise be to God, and I pray and I beg of you, please listen to His instructions in this hour for what He has for us to do, because so many are going their own way. Hallelujah. But we want to go the way that God has ordained and as He has mandated us to go. Praise be to God. So I thank God for you all. We love you in Jesus' name, with Jesus' joy. To God be the glory. Continue. Let us continue to pray for one another. God bless you all. And we love you, Pastor Adrian Bernard. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, Prophet. It's been so good to hear your voice. I'm always encouraged when I hear His voice, and God is just giving Him a special gift, amen, where He's able to articulate that word, and He is anointed to do what He does. So nobody need to be jealous of the gift God has given. He gives us according to our several abilities, amen. So we bless the Lord for Him today. Thank you, Prophet Spinks. Love you today. Amen.
Love you too,
we
Pastor.
We have two more callers. I'm going to try to see. Open up your lines. Amen. Area code 352. Oh, that person is still asleep. I don't know who that is. Lord bless them, though. Amen. We're going back to this Skype number.
Amen. Your line is open, caller. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to say anything, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, we're going to go back. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. We're talking about a legacy of faith on today. Tomorrow is going to be a busy day for me. We're going to try to be on the line. I'm speaking with someone tomorrow to speak on tomorrow. And I tell you, I thank God for the prayers that have gone up for my sister. Just want to give you a little note that one of the women that have supported. One of the supporters in, that have been supporting my sister for at least about 15 or 16 years now, she's was living in California, Walnut Creek, California, and she was able to visit Danielle on the regular. And she moved back to her country. She moved back to New Zealand. Amen. And so she's here in the States, and she's been here about 3 weeks. And she don't leave until next week, the 9th. I think she leaves on the 9th. But she was here in New Orleans for a wedding and went to Florida with her husband and her children. But she could not leave the States without returning back to New Orleans to see Danielle. Amen. She's been back in New Zealand for about 6 years now. And, you know, you have to have the love of God. You have to really love and appreciate somebody to make those kind of sacrifices. And so she's returning. She's flying in tomorrow from Florida to visit Danielle at the halfway house, and they granted that special visit for her tomorrow. So I want you all to pray for her. Her name is Christine Paris. We want you to pray that God would give her a safe flight, and even as she departs on next week to fly back to her country along with her husband and her two sons, we're asking for God to just bless them. You know, that's a great sacrifice. And she, I mean, she traveled on that road for many days to see about Danielle, and she supported her with finances, moral support, just a blessing. So she'll be here tomorrow to visit Danielle, and we're excited. Danielle haven't seen her in about 6 years. She's been out the country. So, I mean, and she just had the faith to believe that God was going to open those doors one day. And and she's so excited to see Danielle and to know that she's free. So we want to continue to lift her and her family up in prayer. Amen. But we're going to go back to Prophetess Glover and see if she can give us a dismissal prayer. Amen. And if there's anything in her spirit that she'd like to say to anybody on the line, she's welcome to do so at this time. I thank God for Prophetess Darlene, Mother Charity, and all of those that have tuned in today. And pray for those that we haven't seen back on the line again. I know we've been off for about 3 months, amen, but hey, I can't release it until the Lord tell me to release it. So that's where I'm at with this Blog Talk Radio. Until the Lord say release it, we're going to continue to do what God would have us to do. So, Prophetess Glover, God bless you.
Hey, God bless you as well, Pastor Adrian. I want to ask this question really quick. Is Mother Charity still on the line?
Yes, Mother's still on the line. I'm going to open up a line. Mother?
Yes.
Mother Charity?
Yes,
all
right. God bless.
All right, good. Praise the Lord, Mother Charity. How are you today?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Good. Mother Charity, as I was listening on the line, I know I spoke of you earlier when I was on the line, but God just impressed in my spirit to pray, when I pray, even as I close, to pray for you that God would continuously heal your body as he's keeping you in good health, but he'll continue to do it. But also, he put in my heart to just tell you that hope over your life. The word of God says, with long life shall I satisfy thee. With long life, the Bible says, shall I satisfy thee. And God just put that in my spirit for you, that your days upon the earth shall be long and healthy, and that he'll continue to keep you in good health and mind as you go, that your days will not wither, that God will keep you here, and he'll keep you in peace, he'll keep you in good health. And he envisioned that for me, but he said he declared it and decreed it, even over your own life, every day, that with long life shall he satisfy you. And God is going to do that. He's going to give you the pleasure, even at the end of the days of some. Look, God's extending your days, and I thank God for the word of God that he will do that for your life and give you that that you're expecting, even at this age and this stage, because God is with you and he's for you, Mother. That's the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I appreciate that.
All right. God bless you as well. And I certainly want to say thank you to Prophetess Darlene Davis for the word of the Lord in the prayer earlier, because I certainly need the prayers of the righteous, and I need God to do all that he said that he would do. And so I would thank you for your prayers, for your kindness, and asking God to strengthen me, to asking God to use me and elevate me one more time. I certainly appreciate you for that. And everybody else on the line, I might not know your name, I might not know who you are, but I'm praying for you, even as I close this prayer, that God will do great things. And then I'm going to pray a prayer as well for the family and Pastor Adrian. So, God, we thank you. I don't want to prolong the time anymore, but, God, I thank you, Lord God, for who you are. And, God, I thank you for everything that you've done thus far. God, we thank you for the word that has gone forth today, declaring faith, a legacy of faith. But, Lord God, you said when you return, will you find faith in the land? And, Lord God, I thank you for putting faith even in us right now. Lord, we believe, but help our unbelief. Keep us stable. Keep us healthy. Keep us wealthy. Keep us moving in the place that you would have us to be. God, extend life, Lord God, even right now to Mother Charity. Lord God, give her what she needs. You said all that she has needed, thy hands have provided. And God, you said you wish above all things that she would prosper and be in good health. And God, according to your word, you said with long life shall you satisfy thee. And Lord God, her day, her latter days shall be greater. And God, I thank you for strengthening her, Lord God, right now. I thank you, Lord God, for lifting her head and keeping her encouraged, Lord God, and keeping her as your intercessor, as your mother in Zion, Lord God, and as a map, Lord God, for the way for us to go. And God, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping her strong in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, even right now, once again, for every voice, every preacher on this line, Lord God, bless the ministers. Every five-fold ministry gift, Lord God, bless them. And Lord God, even bless your leaders, Lord God, and everyone, lay persons, everyone that's represented here and their families. Lord God, give them what they need, individually and collectively. Do it like only you can, God. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord God, like only you can. I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening, and I thank you for lifting our heads, Lord God, right now. You know the need in everyone's life, Lord God, where provision is needed, send provision. Where strength is needed, send strength. And Lord God, where courage is needed, send courage. And Lord God, right now, resources and being a trap for our way, Lord God, do it. And Lord God, those of us that need healing, Lord God, send healing to our bodies, healing to our minds. And Lord God, send a place of refuge, Lord God, that we may be, send shelter, Lord God, to those of us that need shelter. And Lord God, be the way, Lord God, and a lamp unto our feet. And God, I thank you. God, I thank you, Lord God, even right now for the leader, for the pastor, Lord God, Pastor Adrian. Lord God, touch her, Lord God, like only you can. Give her, Lord God, the direction and the provision and the way, Lord God, that she needs to go. Lord God, touch her entire family. Lord God, you've done miracles with Danielle, but God, there are more miracles to be wrought, Lord God. And I thank you for special miracles. You said special miracles were wrought at the hands of Paul. And Lord God, even do it at this woman of God's hands. Lord God, touch, heal, and deliver, and let her be a light and a lamp, Lord God, everywhere she goes. Give her the tongue of the learned, the still word, Lord God, to do. Show her, Lord God, length where there needs to be length and brevity where there needs to be brevity, but give her the tongue of the learned, wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, to do that you've called us to do. God, we thank you for strength. We thank you for victory. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for the enlightenment. And Lord God, right now, Lord God, extend prosperity to your people, Lord God. Send provision to your people, Lord God, in every way. Lord God, for you said all that we have needed, thy hands have provided. And God, you've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. God, I thank you, and Lord God, for strength and health, life, Lord God, and liberty. Lord, I mean, Lord God, I said, I thank you. And Lord God, for what you give to the people. And Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless your name today. And Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, let them be a witness, Lord God, to everything that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hello?
Come on, if you're encouraged to go on with Jesus, come on and give him a praise. Hallelujah.
God bless
well,
you
my
all
sister told me that I couldn't sit down unless I do a line of this. One of the old clocks is the song, and if they don't mind, they can come on up here and help me with this one. But just look over and tell them, tell somebody, your living is not in vain.
My living in vain. God bless you. Thank you, Prophet Clement, Prophet Darlene, Prophet George, Mother, and all of the other listeners. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
Come on, if you know that your living is not in vain, stand up and sing it with us. Come on.
Oh, is my living in vain? Is my giving in vain? Is my praying in vain? Is my fasting in vain? Of course not. It's not all in
Pastor Francis Swiggy Carcero. Pastor one and only Karen Clark Jr. Amen.
All right. God bless you all. We love you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.